Okay. We are in Yadalov and Medalov. No, we're not. I don't know if we're in Yadalov and Medalov. We're in Yudim and Beis, no? No, we did it yesterday. No, Yadalov and Medalov. Vimbrasa Rishayna. Thank you. Vimbrasa Rishayna. Says if she saw the first time, it's talking about a Besula. I'm sorry, going back on the Mishnah. Let me read the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yisrael Mubaris, right, Bamel Amru Dayashaita, which Rashi says is going on the Besula or Mubaris, thank you, the Mubaris or the Skena. Only Maria Rishayna. I will be shnia the time I make slaves. That's what the Mishnah said. Vimrasa Rishayna. Amar Rav Huna. Now, this is our first foray, if that's the correct word, into Vestas. Now, we're going to be dealing with uncommon Vestas, not common ones now. The Gemara throughout Nida deals with different Vestas. Vestas means set. I should say the word vest kavua. Vest, it means the woman has a time for a period. There's vest kavua, set time. There's veshein kavua, means she doesn't have a set time for her period. Now, there are different set times. Some are calendar-based. Some are different reasons or causes or effects, as we will learn throughout the Masechta. The first one we're going to meet is a vest that we'll see how the Gemara describes it, but seemingly caused by action. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Kavsa Barasa, a woman jumped high and therefore saw blood. Right? Obviously it was a jump that was a jump, meaning whatever it wasn't something that she did 18 times a day. It was a jump that she did, a distinct jump, if that was the way Karat described it, and it caused her to see. Kavsa Barasa. Kavsivarasa, three times, and each time it started a period. Kavilavest. That means this woman now has a set way of figuring out her period. She is now a woman that has a vest. Frank the Gemara Lamai, what is this vest for? Meaning, now this woman can assume she's not a nida, she has a vest kavua, until or unless. And that's the question we have to deal with. What is the until and what is the unless? Ilema liyamim, are you going to say that these jumps happened at certain days? For instance, every third Sunday, and I just made up third Sunday, but the main point here is Sunday, that on every third Sunday she jumped and saw. And you're saying that therefore she has a vest for every third Sunday, which in terms of we see every 22nd day, right? She sees on every third Sunday. The problem is, it's not true, because it's not true. She doesn't jump on the third Sunday, she doesn't see blood. So it can't be a kriyas vest of day 22, which is every day third Sunday, because, by the way, I specifically stated 22 to say that the way vestas work is the first day of the period is day one, and the first day of the next period is both day 22 and day one of the next cycle. So the third Sunday is day 22 of this cycle and day one of the next cycle. It's not chat that it's day 21 and then the next cycle starts the next day. No. She sees on day 22, that means it was day 22 and day one. It counts on two cycles. It is the last day of the last cycle and the first day of the next cycle. That's just the way it's chesed. So this woman sees every 22 days when she jumps. If you're going to say that she's kaveya vest for days, it's not true. Because on day 22 she doesn't jump, she doesn't see dam. So obviously it's not day 22 that's triggering, this period. Elo lekvitzus. Terence says, you'll tell me no. It's the jumps that do it. That a woman that jumps, the jump triggers it. And whenever she jumps, she now has to be worried that she saw a period, and she better do a bedikah right away. But if she doesn't jump, there's no reason for her to have a period. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Again, what the Gemara is now entertaining is that this woman who jumps, right, is kaveya vest for jumping. Let's say whenever she jumps this kind of jump, she sees. So this woman will have to watch herself that when she jumps, she might have seen them, and she has to do a batik immediately to check that it had been caused up, because this is the day of her vest. This is the moment of her vest caused by the trigger of jumping. But the problem is, the Gemara says, but it's a problem, because by the time we learn to Braisa, any vest is caused by a physical act which forces the period to come out. I feel a kama bumim, no matter how many times it happens, like other vests. There is no vest rule for jumping. A woman that jumps 20 times and sees a period does not have a vest kavua for jumping. There is no vest kavua for a physical action. A vest kavua has to be something that's different, inclusive. It can't be just a physical action. We don't recognize a set jump, meaning we won't say that every time this woman jumps, she will have a period. There's no such thing. That's what Chazal tell us. And in Mela, you can't say that she was kaveya vest for jumping. There's no such thing. You can have a vest she'ena kavua, but it won't be a vest kavua. It won't be a set time that you have to worry about that she jumped, she became an eater. There's no such thing. Einus means an action.
Right.
It's all means. Some physical action that forces, physical action that forces the period. Nobody is forcing her. Einus means she forced it out of her body, so to speak. That's what it means. That's all it means. Any physical action, whether it's jumping or standing on her head, whatever physical action she does that she sees periods immediately afterwards is not kaveya vest. That's what Chazal are telling us. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zok Rashi comes all the way top first line. Kavsa Havi'ainas. Kavsa Varasa Gimel Pamim. Kavala Vest is Mepharish Vazul, like it explains. Elaim and Leyamim. And Kavsa Becha B'Shabbos. She jumped on a Sunday, Varasa, and she saw. The Kavsa Becha B'Shabbos. And on a different Sunday, Varasa. The Chesh Lishis on a third Sunday. And I would, even though Rashi doesn't say how far apart these Sundays are, but to save us problems later on in the Gemara, let's just say 3 weeks. It just makes life simpler, as we will see later in the Gemara. Rashi doesn't tell us that. If you learned Rashi, you could say every Sunday, but that's going to make problems later in the Gemara. So to avoid problems, I like to be preactive, what's the word, preemptive. I want to be preemptive, and I'll just say it means, Rashi doesn't say how many Sundays. He just says it happens on Sunday. She jumps on a Sunday and she sees, right? And then she jumps a second time on a Sunday and sees the same shlishes. Kavul a vest be'echad b'Shabbos. The habamina would be she now has a vest for Sundays because man shetira oid be'echad b'Shabbos. And any time she sees on a Sunday v'afilu b'loy kvitza, daya shaita. That would be her vest, and therefore there would be no mace place but this woman sees on a Sunday, because she established Sunday, which means the Havamina Gemara is, we're ignoring the jumping, we're just concentrating on the day of the week, or the every 22nd day, whatever way you want to word it, we're saying Sundays is her day of vest, and therefore any Riyah she sees on a Sunday, regardless of jumping or non-jumping, is going to be Dayan Shaita, right? But it's not true. The Megiyah Echad B'Shabbos Loi Bat Ka'atzma, and what happens if she sees and the Sunday comes and she didn't check herself, Tamei Misafik. Now this is Vestas Deraisa, right? If you hold Vestas Deraisa, the woman reaches the day of her vest and she doesn't check herself, we assume she's Tamei because it's a Safik Tumah, right? That's how Rashi seems to learn. That if you learn Vestas Deraisa, which we had earlier, Vestas Deraisa means, biblically speaking, there's an assumption the woman will see on the day of her vest. And now in the Havamina of Gemara, we are translating that the day of the vest is Sunday, nothing to do with jumping. That's the Havamina, right? So every third Sunday, based on what I learned, right, she would have to check herself. And if she doesn't, she automatically is a Tamei, a Safik Nida. Because since the Torah said that vest has come on time, and this woman has established a vest kavua, we assume she saw at least we assume there's a chance he saw. Rashi does use the word Tamei Misafik, right? And the Eirech Bismana Huba, the period comes in its time, Kol Yoyma Be'echa B'Shabbos, all days on Sunday. Again, the way I'm learning to avoid problems later is to say every third Sunday. So every third Sunday, this woman better check herself, because if she doesn't check herself, she might have become an Ina. The light comforts like a toy, but the truth is, if she doesn't jump, she doesn't see. Amala Vestalu, it can't be a Sunday vest. It can't be a third Sunday vest, because if she doesn't jump, she doesn't see. So she's not being Kaveya on the day. Ella Lucretus, the Havamina is now, the second Havamina, that she establishes a vest of jumping. Kalakiva Duras is Shlaisha Pamima De Kretza, since she sees three times from jumping. Hurigula Rias Kretza, she has become accustomed to a seeing of jumping. Bechol Yom Shetekvait, any day that she jumps, Machzikina Labaraya, we assume she saw blood. Vimlai Batka Tmeya, I feel the shy you might touch Shabbos. And then it wouldn't make a difference which day of the week she jumped. Jumping would trigger, the Habamina is jumping triggers periods. And whatever day she jumps, she better do a bdika right away. If she doesn't do a bdika right away, she would be Tmeya. Here Rashi doesn't say Misafik, but Lechaira working with the same assumption, it would be Tmeya Misafik. Leyamim Ulekvitz, and for the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. And for the Gemara, yes. I can't hear you.
It's interesting that Gemara and Rashi don't mention something for Moshe's mentioned a couple of times, is that you can have phenomena which require two components.
So that's what we're learning Gemara. I mean, you haven't given Gemara a chance to give its answer. And for the Gemara. My love, like cover the best cloud. It sounds from the Braisa that jumping is never part of any vest. And for the Gemara lie, you misunderstood the Braisa. Cover, I'm sorry, lie. Lie cover vest, liyamim luchudayu, luchritzis luchudayu. This would not be a vest either for days or for jumping. Have a cover la vest, liyamim luchritzis. It establishes a vest that if she jumps on every third Sunday, she sees blood. Jumping will not trigger it on any other day but third Sunday. Third Sunday will not trigger it without jumping. Either Bryce has said we don't establish a vest for an act that causes a period by itself. But with a combination of a day, you can have a vest. So this woman, if she doesn't jump on a third Sunday, doesn't have to check herself. And if she sees time, it's not Dayashaita because she doesn't have a vest kavua for Sundays. And if she jumps on a Tuesday, and she sees them, she's also not Dayashaita, because jumping doesn't do it. But if she jumps on the third Sunday, and if she sees them, she has no reason to be Choshesh Meisleis, because that is her vest. Rashi.
Jumping closet, she
only
jumps once a week.
Again, I'm not sure what you're asking, so I'll try to answer both my understandings of your question. I started off today by saying that this woman has jumped a special kind of jump, not what she does 40 times a day.
Okay. She does once a week.
Again, this Gemara is saying that I'm not sure what you're trying to say. Let's say she jumps 50 times a week. I don't care how many times she jumps. This vest is happening every third Sunday when she jumps. It won't happen if she doesn't jump, and it won't happen if she jumps on Thursday. That's the case of the Gemara. Now, I'm not sure what you're asking. I hope I answered it.
Okay.
Rashi. Zot Rashi, v'yamim ulekvitzis, kol echad b'shabbos, every Sunday, shetitvites, machzikina lebiraya. This man who liras v'echad b'shabbos, ayadei kvitzis. You know, it would be so much simpler to learn Rashi means every Sunday, but we're going to run into problems later on. That's why I had them 22 days apart. I had a reason for that. That's why I did it. So I'm still going to stick to my guns to avoid problems later on. But if you read Rashi, simply Rashi seems to say every Sunday she does this. But there's a problem later on, so I said every third Sunday.
Does it have to be the
yichud? No. Jumping doesn't mean she says, okay, I'm triggering my period.
No, I mean,
no shame yichud is necessary.
No, the yamim have to be
equal. Absolutely. Because if not, it's not a vest of yamim, it's a vest of kvitzis. Start the Gemara. The Yamim Lechudayim Sita. Obviously, that she's not conveying for days because it's not happening on the day without jumping. Amar Ravashi, the Chiddush is as follows. The Chiddush that she's not conveying best Yamim is in the following case. Now, the Chavetz Bechad Shabbos Bechazoi. She jumped on a Sunday and she saw. Chavetz Bechad Shabbos Bechazoi. In the way I'm learning the Gemara, 22 days later, she jumped again on a Sunday and she saw. And then, the Shabbos Kavtza V'loi Chazoi, on day 21, which is Shabbos, not Sunday, she jumped, and there was no period, V'lochad B'Shabbos Chazoi V'loi Kvitza. So this woman jumped day Sunday 1, 22 days later on a Sunday, both times she saw, the next time she jumped on Shabbos, and saw Sunday. What vest is she kaveya? Days? She had 3 Sundays. And it wasn't all by jumping, because the last Sunday had nothing to do with jumping. Teretz says no. That since she jumped on Shabbos, we say the Shabbos jump triggers the Sunday Riyah. And therefore it's a vest of Kvitas and Yomim, not a vest of Yomim. It's a Chiddush. Because you would say it's 3 Sundays. Forget the jumping. Didn't happen 3 times. It only happened 2 times. But the answer is, since she jumped on Shabbos, which is close to Sunday, we say Shabbos' jump triggered Sunday's Riyah, and she was a kaveh, a combined vest of jumping and Sundays. Rashi. I'm not answering any questions. So we give the Gemara a chance to explain itself and Rashi, because I found out that most questions are taken care of by the Gemara and Rashi. Right? This reveals retroactively the Yaimu Kagaran Beloy Kvitza, that it's being caused by days, not by jumping. Kamash Malan, the Kvitza Nami, the Esmo Garma. And the jumping of yesterday caused it. Behind the Lichazoi, so why didn't you see on Shabbos? So Nakati Lematas Man Kvitza, because it's a combination of jumping and time. So therefore, the jumping of yesterday triggers today's seeing, so it's a combination that creates the vest. Rashi. The Yaimu the Gigarim, the Heba Echad Bishabas, Vesta Atilabalai Kvitza. And I would think it's a Sunday vest because there was no 3 jumps. Kamash Malan, called Amud Lakava Vesta Yamim, that which it says you weren't conveying Vesta Yamim, the Kvitza the Esmo Garma Laria da Idna. Yesterday's jumping call today, caused today's Ria. The Ela Vest Becha Bishabas Malai Kvitza, Malai Lakvitza Malai Echad Bishabas, Midlechaz Yabesmo. Had she saw it on Shabbos, then it would have been a kvitza by itself, which, by the way, we said is not kaveh a vest, but it wouldn't have been a Sunday vest, it would have been a kvitza vest, because, which means it's non-vest, because we just said any vest triggered by action is never a vest. It would not be a vest kavua. Now, that is the first lashon of the Gemara. Mishnah Achrina, and over here, big machlokes rishonim, how to be gairus. Zok the Gemara. Mishnah Achrina. An other answer. Amar Rav Huna, kavtsa v'rasa, kavtsa v'rasa, kavtsa v'rasa, kavtsa lo vest l'yamim v'loy l'kvitzas. This is a different way of Rav Huna's statement, right? The first way of learning it, it said if she was kaveya vest for, didn't say for what, then we explained a combined vest. In this lashon of Rav Huna, he's saying she was kaveya vest for days, but not for kvitzas. In fact, the Gemara Heif Yudami. Why not? If she saw 3 times with Kvitza and Yamim, why isn't it a combined vest? So the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, the Kavetz B'chad B'Shabbos V'Chazoi. The Kavetz B'chad B'Shabbos V'Chazoi. Now over here, I'm going to read the Gemara without the parentheses. U'Lechad B'Shabbos V'Chazoi B'Loi Kvitza. The third time, she did not have jumping. The Hasim Igoi Mosa the Yaimot Yigarim. So then it's a vest of days only. That's what Rav Huna is saying, that even though 2 of them happened by jumping, but since the third one happened without jumping, ignore the third one. Ignore the first 2 jumps. Now, according to the way I just read, if I asked you a Shaila, what would happen if she saw Shabbos and then she jumped on Shabbos and saw Sunday, what would the Lishna Achrina Rav Huna hold? Doesn't deal with it. Maybe he agrees to the first lesson. We don't know. We have no hint from Rav Huna's second lashon anything to do with a jump on Shabbat that triggers a Riyah on Sunday. He's not talking about that. Right? In the first luncheon, he was talking about that case. In the second luncheon, he's talking about a case that on the third Sunday, she saw nothing. I mean, there was no jump. And it doesn't say anything about a jump on Shabbat. So according to the way this gears is, you walk away from this sugya, you would say there's two lashonos, they're not necessarily arguing, and you would paskin that a woman who jumps on Sunday, and 3 weeks later on Sunday, and 3 weeks later on Shabbos, and sees on Sunday, has a combined value. Because there's no mention in the second lashon of any argument. If you add the parentheses, let's read the Gemara again. Zok the Gemara Amar Ravashi, the Chavetz B'chad B'Shabbos B'Chazoy. The Chavetz B'chad B'Shabbos B'Chazoy. Ubishabas Kovsu Veloy Chazoy. And at Shabbos he jumped and didn't see. Ulachad Bishabas Chazoy Veloy Kvitsa. Then the next day she saw without Kvitsa, which is the exact case. I skipped Akrina, right. Meaning Akrina means the next one. You can put it in, not put it in, whatever you want. She saw without Kvitsa. Now, this is the exact case that the first lesson said is a combined vest. And the second lesson says, it's only days. If you take a look in the Grub, he says, Leigazin and Leibachainu Bechor Paiskim. Va'afa Rambam, Shemafarish the Polygon, Lishnakamba, Mefarish the Mayrikach. Again, the Grub holds that the Rambam doesn't have to be Gairus this, he just holds that the second lesson is arguing on the first lesson. Many Rishayim say that the Rambam was Gairus this parenthesis, and therefore Paskin Zaloka Lamai said that a woman who sees jumping on a Sunday, then jumps on a Shabbos and sees on a Sunday, has a vest l'yomim, not a combined vest. That's how the Rambam paskins, because Pashtas, he had the parentheses. And if you have the parentheses, that's how you walk away from the sugya. If you take out the parentheses, you don't walk away that way from the sugya. Yes?
We have talked about the sequentiality of jumping and then seeing. We have not discussed the possibility, jumping and then days. We have not discussed the possibility of days and then jumping. In other words, like a single action revolver, you press the trigger as much as you want. You can jump up and down as much as you want. Nothing happens on a single action revolver. But if you cock the hammer, then when you pull the trigger, the gun goes off.
Honestly, I have no idea what you're asking. If you just stop using Mishalim and just get to the point, because I have no idea what you're trying to say.
The case where the third Sunday passes, and then she jumps on Monday or Tuesday.
Right, because that's not a vest. You can never have a vest of just jumping.
So if any time she jumps Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, after the third Sunday, it's not...
There will be a case that's similar to that coming up, but at this point, simply put, the vest has to be a day vest because, or a combined vest, but you can never have a vest of just jumping. Now, you want to know if she jumps on Monday and sees, if Sunday day triggered a Monday seeing, then tomorrow we'll discuss
a
similar case.
Well, by pulling the hammer back on the solver, it made things possible. If you look at the series of the Mediterranean Rim.
Again, Doctor, Gemara's going to talk about it. We'll just leave it for the Gemara without the Mediterranean Rim. We'll just stick to the Gemara.
The last time I looked at Nazareth, Israel was on the Mediterranean
Rim. I know, but Bubble wasn't. And they're in Bubble now. Bubble was not on the Mediterranean Rim, and Bubble is.
Yes, I think pointed out, I think, yesterday, people traveled between Israel and Bubble.
Sometimes, and they also travel between America and Israel, but that doesn't make America on the Mediterranean Rim. Again, I'm just saying Bubble was not on the Mediterranean Rim.
Where was it on?
Bubble is Iraq. I don't know. Iraq's not near the Mediterranean.
It's in the middle of Mesopotamia.
Some waterway.
Yeah, Euphrates, the Tigris. Weiter, sag der Mischne weiter.
That's why I'm asking about Kiva. She steps up 3 Sundays in a row, but the last one she sees on Monday,
That wasn't the case in his Gemara. Now you're bringing in, Dr. Schwab had a question, a great question. The Gemara's going to deal with a similar case coming up.
Okay.
So let's not jump the gun, since he used the muscle of a gun. Sag der Mischne. Ava Bisham Rudaya Shaita. Even though we say that a woman who has a vest kibbuah is dayashaita, Tricha, now this is a new thing. Tricha Leah's Bedekas. This woman, even though she has a Ves Kavua, has to check daily for Taras. The Rabbanan's Chumrah of two Bedekas a day applies to a woman with a Ves Kavua as well. You can make an argument. Mishlaim, a woman that doesn't have a set time, we never know when she's going to see, so we want her to check morning and evening. But this woman only sees every 32 days. So what are we making her check for the first 31 days? And the answer is, Chazal said, if with a Ves Kavua, the Chumrah of Taras is, she does two checks a day. A rabbinic requirement. Chutz min Anida, the days that she's Anida, she's Tamei. There's no reason to check what she's checking for. What she's going to see, Dam, it doesn't make a difference. Right? She can either bleed or not bleed all 7 days. And remember, in those days, they didn't keep Shiva Nekiyim. So it was a seven-day thing. She saw on Sunday, Maitre Shabbos, she went to the mikvah. Whether she saw through Shabbos till Maitre Shabbos and stopped a little bit on Shabbos, or whether she stopped on Sunday, made no difference. 7 days of Tumah, as long as she was clean at the end of 7 days, she went to the mikvah. So why in the world is she checking herself? She can't use Taurus anyway. She's an Ida. And Hayeshevas Adam Tayar. Now this doesn't apply today. But in those days, a woman that gave birth, after certain days of Tumah, had certain days of Tara, automatically. That means, even if she saw blood in those days, she didn't become Tumah. This woman bled, and didn't make a difference. She was Tara anyway. So why check yourself? What is she going to find? That she has blood? Doesn't make a difference. So why should she check herself? It doesn't make a difference where it's from. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, nor I want to be a doctor, but that's not the point.
I mean,
the Tara said it's Tara. I deal with the Bible. The Bible, my Chumash says that after 7 days of a boy or 14 days of a girl, she has 33 or 66 days of Tara. End of story. I don't care why the Tara said it. The same Tara that told me that I needed Sunday told me that this is Tara. You understand why I needed Sunday? I don't. So I don't understand this either. I mean, a lot of things in the Tara I don't understand. In fact, there's a lot more that I don't understand than I do understand. I'm not even close, right? There is infinite. So obviously, I'm far away from infinity, right? So, So therefore, Yeshevas Adam Tayar, that's how the Gemara refers to it. Because it says in the Pasuk, Teshev al Tamei Tohara. She sits on the blood of her Tara. Why the Tara uses the word Teshev, I'm not sure. But that's why the Gemara uses the word Yeshevas. Rashi. No, Rashi, Abisham Adai Shai Tabishi Shesh the best. And a woman that has the best. Shrikali is Bedekas the Hoyam Shakus Varvis Kashar Nashim. Chutzman Anida. Shurasi Yamecha Tamei Yeshiva. She's Tamei 7 days. Then it's Shrikha Bediki Ho Shiva Shal Mary Tamei. She's Tamei whether she sees or not. Why bother? By Yeshevas Adam Tayar, the Lama Limedika. How can the Tira Adam Tayar? It makes no difference. Meaning, the purpose of Bedika is to find out if there's blood. If it doesn't make a difference, why check?
She could work, this lady that's in the
33
days could check
out. No. She's a Tvul Yom. Her son hasn't said yet. Right? She calls her a Tvul Yom Aruch, a long Tvul Yom, up to day 40 or up to day 80. So she can't work with Taurus. But it doesn't make a difference. Whatever she could work, let's say Chulin, she can work with and it doesn't become Tameh, even if she sees blood. A person eats chulin al taras hakodesh, then she can. But a regular person that keeps chulin batara, she can keep chulin batara. Aye, she's seeing blood. Doesn't make a difference. She's with her husband. Her husband can live with her, and she's seeing blood.
She doesn't eat korban pesach either.
She can eat. Yeah, she's a tvul yom. Doesn't eat korban pesach, right? Can't eat any kachim. Meshamesh is veidim. And every woman has to check herself at relationships. Mishameshes means relationships be'edim with checks. As the Gemara is going to say once before and once after. Chutz mi'yeshevas adam tayar. Except, now, again, a woman that's in Ida is not being mishamesh, so the Mishnah doesn't have to exclude her. She's usher to her husband. Except for a woman that's in dam tayar, which is mutter to her husband, and there's no reason to check, because she could be seeing blood and she doesn't become usher to her husband. And psula should demand tahirim. a girl who just got married, there's a certain amount of time that we give for the woman's blood to be tahor because it's dam psulim. So even if she checks herself and finds blood, what difference does it make? She's going to be tahor anyway to her husband because she just got married and she had her psulim broken and that causes bleeding. Now there's a certain amount of days, and that amount of days depends on a lot of circumstances, which we'll have to get to when we get into Rashi, but at this point I'm not getting there until I leave Rashi.
She also calls it
No. No, she's totally Tyra. She's totally Tyra. But it doesn't make a difference. She can see blood and it doesn't make a difference. Purpose of Bedikah is to find out if there's blood. If blood doesn't make a difference, why check? Upamim Tzichus Liyas Bedekah, she has to check twice. Shachris Abein HaShemashis, morning and evening. And Ubishar Shia Veris L'Shamish is Beisa, when she's going to have a relationship. So every woman has to check two times a day. Again, this is in the days when they used to work with Taurus, and then check again by Tashmish. Yeseris Alein Kahanais. Kahanais had to check an extra time. Whenever they went to sit down and eat Truma, eating Truma when one is Tameh is a Chiyav Mitzvah Shemayim. And therefore, it would be nice for her, behooves her to check herself again. And Chazal say, go check yourself. You don't want to take a chance of eating truma betuma. And Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shasa Barasa Melecha betuma. Even when they finish eating truma, they should check themselves again. And we talked about why that's true, because of the truma she's holding in her hand. We don't want it to become tamei, or the truma that she just held in her hand. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Meshamesh has made them. Abishyesh lo vest. Even though she has a vest kavua, shichel l'shamish beidim, the livdai edim are the cloth. Edim is the cloth she checks herself. The livdai b'fnei tashmish l'achet tashmish. Sula shedimei atahirim, dalad leilais. Okay, now Rashi throws the word dalad leilais in. So I'm going to take a moment to talk about a Mishnah later. The Gemara says over there that a girl that never saw dam, never had a period, gets married. Beis Shammai says she gets 4 nights that the dam is attributed to dam psulim. And Beis Shammai says, as long as there's pain, no matter how long it takes, the blood is dam psulim. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah then continues. A woman that did have a period and now gets married, right? A woman that did have a period and now gets married, but she is, if I remember correctly, I should look it up before I say anything for sure. Where is this Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah? That's what I thought. Sounds buried. Right. And if it's already 12-year-old that never saw a period, this is an 11-year-old that never saw a period. Shammai says 4 nights. Basil says till the wound heals. Till she has no pain. If she's 12-year-old and gets married, never had a period, Shammai says she gets 1 night. And Beis Hillel gives her 4 nights. And if she's a woman that had a period, Beis Shammai says she gets the first relationship. And Beis Hillel says she gets the first night, regardless of how many relationships there are. That means after the first night, on a girl that saw a period already, even Beis Hillel would not attribute the blood to Dam Besula. So when Rashi throws in Dalud Leilais, the simple pshat in Rashi is Rashi talking about a girl that never had a period and is 12, so Beis Hillel gives her 4 nights. Because if she had a period already, nobody gives her 4 nights. So why is Rashi talking about 4 nights? Rashi is saying that she gets 4 nights. That is only by a girl who never had a period and is of age to have a period. Because if she's underage of having a period, only Beis Shammai gives her 4 nights. Beis Hillel says she gets more than 4 nights. If she's had a period already, Beis Shammai gives her 1 relationship, Beis Hillel gives her 1 night. So when Rashi throws in the word 4 nights, I could have ignored it and just said 4 nights and gone on, but I wanted to be honest. So Dalad Leilais is only by a girl that didn't have a period, but is of age to have a period, where Beis Hillel gives her 4 nights. That's part of Pshat and Rashi. The Yehni Yitzchichel Lishamish Beidim, she doesn't have to have checks before her relationship. Shari Damitar, I'm feeling this now. Now Rashi has a problem. We said, we mentioned it earlier, that a psula, the tzizam, because of a wound, and then all of a sudden the color changes, we say it is nida. Why don't you have to make a bedika to see if the color changed? Right? It's not like this lady is off scot-free, because even though as long as the color doesn't change, she's fine, but why shouldn't she have to check to see if the color changed? Because we learned before that if the color changes, she is anita. Dr. Rashi, even if the color changed, hayo v'shimsha, since this is the check after the relationship, armina de mishim tashmish nishtana. We say it was caused by the relationship and therefore does not change her status of a psula. So why bother checking? Even if it's a different shade, we say it's psulim. It's a different color. The different color was caused by the relationship. The relationship can cause a change in the color of her blood. Again, this is talking about a girl that never had a relationship. For 4 nights, it's dam psulim.
Not period.
Right.
Not.
Unless the color changes.
Oh, and if it does,
the color is darker. So then it's a nida, whatever it is. Now, that's zokrashi, that's only a check that happens not b'shas tashmish. But a check that happens after a change that happens after tashmish doesn't mean a thing. But a regular woman has to check herself before and after tashmish. This woman doesn't because it's not going to make a difference. Correct. Even before tashmish, she doesn't have to check. Even though you can ask guy for changes before tashmish, why doesn't it show anything? I don't know if we can answer. Maybe Raj will talk about it. I don't remember. Right. Avo shachris v'arvis heichid loy shimsha. Right. Aleph, where is it? Achavila rishayna shichabedika. But the next morning and after the first bila, if she didn't have constant relationship, after, you know, she had to check herself in the morning. And there, a change of color makes a difference. Perhaps the blood changed colors. To check, to make sure that the taras of the night is torn. And Arvis Lakshya Taras, she had given me the time of a race merchant. Shabbish is Besa in Baila. Shabbish is Besa is the language of having a relationship. And Besa means her husband. You look troubled.
No,
this was the Cheshbon for
the time to heal
the soul? Yes. The truth is, I mean, women heal at different stages, right? But Chazal decided not to let a woman go in an unsuggestive way. They did by a girl that's 11. They still said she can wait till the wound ends because she's so far removed from having a period. But once a woman is 12, and then she's already apt to see sooner or later, we get very worried about nidus, and therefore instead of making it subjective, we said 4 nights, according to Bezil. Meshana said 1 night. Yes. That's between them. You know what I mean? I'll go to the doctor and he'll take care of it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to. You're interested now. Chazal said 4 nights. If he's smart, he'll make sure that she heals before after 4 nights, because if he's going to live with her and she sees that, he's in major trouble. See, one of the biggest fears in the time of the Gemara, Baruch Hashem today, at least I don't know of these cases, there are Rabbanim that say they do exist, but it ends up on the desk of Gedolei Yisrael, doesn't end up on a regular Rav's desk. And that is tashmish triggering periods. And that makes a woman in a very, very sad shape. I mean, you have tshuvas about it. Some sefer, they talk about this. Obviously, it happened. They didn't talk about it in theory. They talked about it in practice. But that is a very major fear, that a woman will see dam caused by relationship, which bans the husband from having relationship. So the last thing the husband wants to do is live with her and have dam and say, oh, no, and have to run to the rub and say the dam was caused by chmetashmish. So any prudent husband will not live with his wife after dam sulam until he's sure she's healed. Now today, it's less problematic. And the reason it's less problematic is because we are machmer, the Dam Sulam makes her nida. We don't rely on Dam Sulam even for one night. The woman, even if she doesn't see Dam, the first relationship with a woman, she becomes a nida. There's some coolers, but she becomes a nida. So by the time she goes to the mikvah, the earliest 12 days later, it usually heals. So that's not an issue. Plus the fact that in many cases, she becomes a nida during those 12 days. Anyway, and therefore, it extends beyond 12 days till she becomes mutter to her husband again. But that doesn't necessarily happen. It either does or doesn't, based on a lot of circumstances. But there's at least a 11-day period between when she lived with her husband to the next time she can live with her husband. And therefore, the chances of her not being healed by then are more remote. So it's not a concern today, because we assume that in 11 days, this wound healed.
Has, if she starts bleeding after the first night of marriage...
Means nothing. Means she had Dam Sulam.
So the Rav does not have to look at that.
Why does he bother? That's any woman that... I mean, the question of even if she doesn't bleed after the first night, why is she not bleeding? Dam Sulam bleeds. Yeah, the Gemara talks about it. A guy lives with his wife, she doesn't have psulim. The next morning he runs to the Rav, but that's to get his money back. Or he's worried about maybe his wife was Mizana.
That's what threw me off.
Yeah, but again, today it's not Negeya because most girls today are not 12 or 13 when they get married. They're older. And older girls lose their psulim by different methods. So many girls get married today and they don't have Dam Psulim. And it means nothing.
And this is on my new point. Is the relationship between husband and wife basic to each other?
Sorry?
The relationship between husband and wife, Rashi says basic.
Rashi just translates the words in the Mishnah. What does it mean, a relationship with their house? What does the word basic mean? That's all Rashi's trying to translate.
What I'm saying is, it's a Gemara of man, I forgot who it was, that said that my wife is my basic.
This has nothing to do with that. If you want to say it, great. The beautiful Shnigul Tyra. All it's saying is... Yeah, 100%. Rabbi Yaisi called his wife basic. Correct.
And vice
but that's not why necessarily the Mishnah did it. Maybe it is. I don't know. Rabbi Yaisi. Trust me. It's Rabbi Yaisi.
I believe
even Rabbi Schultz will confirm it's Rabbi Yaisi. Who? No, it's a Tana. Violent like Karatsi, Ishti, Shairi, it's a
I'm wrong here,
right. I usually don't remember names. This one I happen to remember. Why? There's no reason. Now, here comes a new sugya. Here we go, and this is going to take a little bit of an introduction. And I hope I explained this right the first time. A woman who sees blood is coming for 7 days. This is extremely crucial to understand the next Gemara. Then there's an 11-day period that she cannot become Anita. Even if she sees blood, she'll never become Anita during those 11 days. She becomes a Zava. Or a Shemar Jayim, but she cannot become an Ida. The question now becomes, and I'll give one case. A woman saw Dam, and then saw Dam 15 days later. So she was an Ida for 7. She had her 11, in the middle of the 11, and I picked day 15 because Rashi does. She saw Rish Chayinish, Rashi says, and then she saw again on 15th day of the month. Okay? Now, she didn't become an Ida the second time because she either has to keep 1 clean day or 3 clean days, 7 clean days, depending on how many days she sees. The next month, she saw Rish Chayinish Adar and Tetzav Adar. She saw Tu Bishvat and Shushan Purim. Both are Mezivas. She saw Rish Chayinish, that was Ida. Then 15 days later, she's in the day of Zivus, which, by the way, if she sees 1 day, has to keep 1 clean day. If she sees more than 1 day, 2 days, she keeps 1 clean day. 3 days, she has to keep 7 clean days. That's not a gay us here. Just that's what happens.
Mercy on the right?
Yes, for one day. Now, she's our generous lady Shadar. Kimanita. Then she saw again on Sushampur, which is Tess Bob Mother. She became a Shemeret Yai. She saw again on she then skipped Rishkaidish Nisan and saw on Tess Bob Nisan the first day Pesach. She became a Ves Kavua. Or do we say, the first two weren't in days of Nidus. How can she establish a Ves Kavua for Nidus when the first two had nothing to do with Nidus? That's a machlokes amaroyim. Can a woman establish a vest when part of that vest happened in days of Zivus, not in days of Nidus? She saw the first month during the day number 15, which is in the 11 days that she cannot become an Ida. Second month, she was again in the 11 days that she cannot become an Ida. But the third month, she skipped her Chodesh. So now she's in the days that the next blood will be needless. There's no 11 days. She didn't have her 7. Right? It's 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. She didn't have her 7. So when she sees the first day Pesach, that will be her 7. Because she becomes a best kavua. Because she's seen 3 months in a row on the 15th day of the month. But the first two didn't make her a needless. Not a little afraid now. Is she ever best kavua now? Whether she's diashaita on Tesbav here. Well, she had 3 months in a row, Tesbav, and the last one was Nida. It's not Megala anything. She can't be a Nida on Tesbav Shvat and Tesbav other. But her body is putting apple. Yeah, Dam Zivas and Dam Nidas is the same blood. It's the same physical blood. If the Torah said, at certain times of the month it does this, and at certain times of the month it does this. I never saw anybody that says that Dam Zivas is a chemical difference in Dam Nidus. I did see Rishayim that say that a healthy woman should never be a Zava. A woman should never see Dam for 11 days, for 18 days. They should never see Dam within 18 days. If she saw she's not healthy, fine. She'll go to a doctor, get vitamin E or whatever else they treat this with, and she'll... And she'll have, she won't be cured.
So we're saying that she is now establishing a pattern?
She did. She had 3 months, she saw Tens of Love. But two of them couldn't do anything for Nidus.
Now the third is.
So that's the question. Do we say three Tens of Loves or not? We'll continue, Mr. Shemar.